Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend.
Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. They call me the cleaner. No, they call me Mr. Clean. For those of you that didn't see my video the other night, yes, I am now baby-faced again. And, you know, thank you guys for keeping it real. I love the fact that 50% of you thought I looked younger and better, and the other half of you thought I looked like dog crap. And told me, please grow the beard back because you look absolutely horrible. So thank you. But it is good proof that no matter what you do, people may not like it. People, I think my favorite one that I heard was somebody literally called me Benjamin Button. And I don't know at what stage I was Benjamin Button, but the whole thing is, guys, hey, a good example, do what makes you happy. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. You're never going to make everybody happy. And some people may think you make a change in your life. Some people may think you look better. Other people may think you look worse. So, hey, darned if you do, darned if you don't, right? Okay, so today we're going to talk about Cardi B, our favorite wet AP performer.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Cardi B, the reason why I wanted to talk about this story is because, A, Cardi B is a rising, quote, star in the girl power, women strong, we're liberated to live our lives and do our thing. She's a rising star. The guy she's married to, Offset, that's his really his name. When I first read the title of this article, I was a little confused. The guy she's married to, Offset, I guess is maybe a rapper or a hip-hop star. I'm not familiar. I don't listen to either one of them. But the point of this is that I'm going to read these stories because statistics and hypergamy and numbers don't lie. It just doesn't matter. Numbers don't lie. And we're going to use, and the thing is, I use, articles like this because at least there's an article about it. You know, if I were to talk about my neighbor Bob the fireman and what his wife did, there's nothing I can pull up that references anything. Like, I don't know his salary, I don't know when they got married, I don't know when they met. But using people that are in the media makes it really easy. So let's jump in here, and I'll get recording my web browser. And we have here, and now here's the story. So if you guys, let me rewind in time just a little bit. Cardi B explains why she gave a guy illicit substances, or why she did this to men, and then she took their money. I mean, this is, before we get in too deep, let me adjust my web browser. Now, there we go. Cardi B explains why she gave things to guys and knocked them out and then took their money. And this is when she was, I guess, a dancer in a club. And if you haven't seen that story, go watch the video I just did last night. That'll tell you everything you need to know about dancers in these clubs. And here's what she said about it. There was the one little part. She said, I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world. Hey, we get that. The original video was made as her career was just starting to take off, and was her response to someone who said she didn't deserve the success because she hadn't put in any of the work. She said, nothing was handed to me, nothing, she said, before explaining about how she used to give men things and knock them out and steal their money. But nothing was given, nothing was handed to me. I had to take it myself while they were knocked out. She says, I had very limited options. Well, we all have limited options, but not all of us are going to resort to what you did. And this isn't the main story. I'm just giving you a little feed up here if you guys aren't familiar with what an awful train wreck Cardi B is. I had very limited options. The Grammy winner also pointed out that there were rappers who glorify bad things. She wrote, I never glorified the things I brought up in that video, and I never put those things in my music. I made the choices that I did at the time because I felt I had very limited options. Okay, and do you remember the fallout from all this? Do you remember her trial and her getting dragged through the media and her serving time or after the investigation? No, you don't? Say it with me. Shocking. Nope, she got a pass. Okay. But this is, I want to say, back in like 2015, 2016, 2014, and that's when she kind of got into the rapping. At the time, she wasn't worth a lot of money. And then she met a guy named Offset. And apparently they got married, and then a little bit after that, they had a kid. Now, here's the thing. Remember, she was just starting in the performance world. She didn't really have a lot of money. I think it was less than $1 million when they met. In the meantime, he had, like, any, depending on the site that you looked at, anywhere between $14 and $26 million. So he was definitely, Offset was an upgrade. I'm sure I'm going to screw this up a little bit as I talk about it. So Offset was an upgrade. So they have the kid together. They're married. They have the kid. And she says, Offset and I split, always going to have a lot of love for him. Why is this not recording anymore? All right. So she says, Offset and I split, always going to have a lot of love for him. And this is of 2018. So they said, Cardi B just made a stunning confession, telling her fans she and husband Offset have split just months after the couple had a kid together. She announced that she and the Migos, a rapper, have been trying, so I guess that's his group, the Migos, have been trying to work things out for a long time together. But remember, they were only together like 2 years, I think, at this point. And it's nobody's fault, but they've decided to call it quits. They have. Mutual. In a video Tuesday night, she said the two remain good friends, business partners, but they are no longer in love. Couple years, the love is gone already. Good times. Offset was quick to comment on the post saying, y'all won, leaving many to believe maybe the announcement is just a prank on him, but Cardi seems dead serious in her video, which she was. TMZ broke the story. The couple got married in a private ceremony in their Atlanta bedroom. How romantic. They got married in a private ceremony in their Atlanta bedroom in September of 2017. This article is from December 2018. So they made it a year and 3 months. And she said, we just fell out of love. Right. She says, she gave birth to the couple's daughter, Culture Kiari Cephas, in July. So Culture. Okay, so they just had the kid in July, August, September, divorce time. Like, we're split, we're done. So now we move on to, she files divorce for Offset and she wants custody of Culture. Now, again, I looked this up, and before Cardi B's influx of the cash cow from this wet AP, she was equal to about his income. Like I said, he's anywhere between 14 and 26 mil. She's pretty close to 26 mil on everything I was able to find the web. She's getting ready to pass him. I don't know who he is. I don't know who the Migos are, but I know a lot of people have heard about Cardi B. So her star, so her star is rising. His is fading. She's out-leveled him. Hypergamy, gotta swing up, right? She's going to make more money, and I've got an article I'm going to read about that in a minute, and it's just time to move on. He provided his usefulness. She was worth maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand, maybe half a mil, depending on what you look at when they met. He was worth 14 to some odd million plus at the time. So he compared to her way up here. She jumps in. They get married. So automatically, she's got part of, because they, I think this is in California. Do they say where they... Let me see if they said San, I think they said in the bedroom, because I just made fun of it. Atlanta bedroom. Okay, so I don't know the divorce laws on Atlanta. But, I mean, most of the time, you know, she's going to get some of that sweet, sweet green. So instantly, her life was upgraded just by marrying him. And by having the kid, that's a cash cow. That's a cash cow right there. So once that happens, she's like, I've got my golden ticket. I'm out no matter what happens. And this is, she was doing good here. She had come a long way just in that year, year and a half, as far as money goes. But now she had a golden ticket, because then she could always say, I want half and I want child support. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. And what happens to Offset? Bad decision, man, because now you are out the dough. But her star kept rising. And as soon as she equaled him to where she was no longer having an advantage to be with him, it's over. She, and more than likely, I don't know her age. It may say in the next article here. I don't know her age, but I'm guessing, I think she's like late 20s. So here she is, late 20s. She's successful. She's got the kid. She had an emergency out if she wanted. And it's time to go. Because women... I did an article on this, I want to say couple months ago, where women want a man. Women want men that don't exist. In other words, women want to be super successful, but they still want to marry and be married to a guy that has 150% of the income they make. In other words, if she makes 100 grand, he has to make 150. If she makes 200, he has to make 300. And if she makes 40, he has got to make 75 or whatever. But you get the point. So, and as a matter of fact, right here I have the article. I'll zoom in on this a little bit. Why women file 80% of the divorces. And this is from the National Center of Health Statistics. About 50% of marriages in the United States end in divorce. About 80% of those divorces are initiated by women. And then I have this article. Let me zoom in a bit. Research shows that women are more likely to get divorced shortly after a promotion. And that's not always a bad thing. Now, can you imagine an article that says, research shows that men who get a big raise get divorced and go find younger, more attractive women. And that's not always a bad thing. No, no. That article will never get written and never get published anywhere except on a men's channel. Just won't. So Cardi B's leveled up. And now, I've also heard that she may want joint custody. But as far as this goes, and I just refreshed this page literally 3 minutes ago, I see no updates. So I'm going to go by what TMZ writes because they broke the other story. So I'm guessing they probably have the most up-to-date information. Cardi B files to divorce Offset, wants custody of Culture. And this is what they say. Apparently, her marriage to Offset is over. Now, remember, this is only 2017, 18, 19. So this is 20. Let's try that again. They met in 2017, they got married. So they made it 3 years married, but here in just 2018, which is 2 years ago, she was ready to bail out. So again, once she got it, done. She filed the court docs in Georgia indicating she is seeking a dissolution of marriage. She listed as the plaintiff and Offset is listed as the defendant. She filed the paperwork on Tuesday. There's also this. According to the court documents obtained by TMZ. Do you see why I'm saying I'm believing TMZ versus other rumors? Because they got a copy of the court documents. Cardi is seeking primary physical custody as well as legal custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture. She also wants Offset to pay child support. Unclear how much, though, at this point. No word on spousal support either, for now at least. She got a golden ticket, and even though she's the one filing, even though she's the one that said we fell out of love, even though now she's as successful as he is, she still wants him to pay money. Even though she has 26 mil, she still wants to take him for more money. On top of that, no word on spousal support, so we'll find out on that. She's the rising star, monkey branching, swinging up to the next available guy. Now she's going to date or find somebody that's worth 50 million or 75 million or 100 million. She also makes clear in her docs they're currently separated and there are no prospects for a reconciliation. Cardi is also adamant in the docs she wants Offset to be ordered to pay her legal expenses. So again, she is at 26 mil. This guy's got between 14 and 26 mil. And what she say? I'm done. I want out. I want custody. I want you to pay child support. I may want you to pay spousal support. I haven't decided. Oh, and by the way, I want you to pay for the lawyers. But remember, she's the one bailing and she's got 26 mil. And get this, it doesn't sound like there's a prenup because Cardi B is asking for an equitable division of all marital assets. Now, if they have equal or she's doing better, hey, that's great. But maybe he bought a lot of that stuff until maybe she made it. And maybe he spent the money on that stuff, but she wants half of that. I don't know exactly. They say they were secretly wed in 2017. They shared their hitched status. In October 2017, Offset got on bended knee in the Philly Powerhouse concert, and they got married. He said, "Marry me," and that was the end of his life. They hit a rough patch in the marriage a few years ago. Now remember, we're in 2020. They got married 2017, 3 years. They hit a rough patch in the marriage a few years ago. Now, technically, a few is three or more because two is a couple. And this says among cheating rumors. And apparently, they buried the hatchet and seems tight. After this, a whole lot of apologizing and courting on Offset's end. So the rumors are that he cheated. And guess what? When you're worth a lot of money and she's worth not much money and you cheat, you better kiss some backside. Because otherwise, my friend, she's going to get a lot from you and file. So he had to come back and go, my bad. Like, that was my bad. Please do not leave me and take half of all my stuff. And he begged her. And of course, as soon as he begged her, his value just fell off a cliff as well. They say, remember, he crashed her Rolling Loud set in 2018 to beg forgiveness, but went full mea culpa on social media afterwards, too. Eventually, Cardi did take him back. So there you go. I there's not much more to read. We know the statistics of divorce. 80% of women file. Well, that's Cardi B. 85% of women are awarded custody. Well, she's asked. We'll see. She'll probably get child support, even though they're both worth $26 million. Apparently, $26 million. I've never had a kid. It's been a little while since I looked up the statistics. But apparently, raising a child on $26 million can be a little tight nowadays. It's hard to get those sneakers and a fresh set of school clothes with, you know, only $26 million laying around. So he's got to pay for that, and he's got to pay for the lawyer. Guys, I'm telling you right now, you mark my words, you're going to hear Cardi B is either out playing the field with her wet AP, living the life, and maybe dating some young men. She's not very good looking with her makeup off, I've noticed. I did come across a couple of those photos. And number two, the next guy that she's with, it's not going to be anyone down below. Women, you only date up. And as a matter of fact, the one story I can think of, do you remember the famous model, I forget her name, the famous model that married the carpenter that was out in Hollywood. And he wasn't rich, but he was good looking. And she married him, and she said something about not being concerned about the money, but that he was funny and interesting and good looking. What's that? Oh yeah, that's Fantasyland. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Now, would she date him and sleep with him and have a good time with him? Yes, but she's not going to marry a dude if she's got millions and he's got 50 grand. It doesn't happen. And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Like, I'll read links. You know, if you send me to a link to a site where a hot Russian or Ukrainian woman that, you know, is a model but doesn't make much money because some of their very pretty women work at restaurants. But if you show a picture of that marries a millionaire or even marries an everyday guy that's an American that only makes 70 grand a year, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like somebody, a woman that's got legit money and she marries down or dates seriously down. I'd be interested to see that. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. Whack, poke, clean that subscribe button. Hook a brother up. I want to try to get to 250,000 because then I've got an old content creator that I have nothing against, but it's always been a goal of mine to surpass, and I'd like to do that. And then when I get there, I will tell you who it is and why. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, statistics don't lie. You cannot avoid hypergamy. All of this is set in stone. Are there rare occurrences or some occurrences that do not fit this mold? Yes. But they are incredibly rare. So most of the time when you say, I want to do X, look at the statistics. Look at the divorce statistics. Look at the child custody. Look at all those statistics. And understand, those are the odds of your success. So if it's 85% or 80% failure, you have a 1 in 5 chance of making it that year. Because remember, in 5 or 8 years, it might be a 1 in 10 chance you make it. Those numbers can always change.
Hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you. My